Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Texas wine lovers. From January 27th through February 21st, the Texas Hill Country Wineries will be hosting the Wine Lovers Celebration Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries throughout the beautiful Hill Country on this self-guided tour, as well as 10% discounts on bottle purchases of three or more. This is a perfect way to celebrate the beginning of the year with a loved one or friend while you explore what the Texas Hill Country has to offer. And if you're looking for other ways to get involved in the Texas wine scene, check out our new THCW Social Club. Members will receive a 10% discount on all THCW events, including passports, winemaker dinners, and more. Specially curated events throughout the year will also be exclusively offered to club members. For more information, check out our website at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy the content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas wine scene news. The countdown is officially on for the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival of 2025, and the Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce couldn't be more excited to share the dates. The official date for the 2025 Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival will be on October 21st through 26th. So get ready for a full week of incredible experiences across the Texas Hill Country, including their main event on Saturday, October 25th at Marketplatz in Fredericksburg, Texas. But why wait until October for all the fun? The Fredericksburg Chamber is bringing you a special preview week from July 21st through July 26th, where you can enjoy a sneak peek at some of the events happening in October, which include a street dinner under the stars, indulgent wine tastings, a Texas-style black tie barbecue, interactive cooking classes, a boozy poolside party, and of course, the 2025 Kessoff, your favorite cheesy showdown. So mark your calendars for one of the biggest wine events of the year, the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival. In a recent press release in San Saba, Texas, entitled Wedding Oak Winery Wins 10 Medals at the 2025 San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, outlining how Wedding Oak Winery brings double gold-winning wines to Brighton winter. The 2023 Wedding Oak Winery Castanet Rosé and the 2023 Wedding Oak Winery Roussan were recognized with double gold medals at the 2025 prestigious wine competition and are the perfect wines to warm up any winter day. The press release reads how Wedding Oak Winery is deeply committed to selecting the absolute best grapes from excellent vineyards in Texas. The winery employs specific winemaking techniques to bring out the natural qualities of specific grape varietals, which ensures that wedding oak wines reflect the unique terroir of Texas. The winemaking team at Wedding Oak Winery, led by winemaker Van Johnson, is on a winning streak. The winery was named a top Texas winery for winning the most gold medal awards in international wine competitions in 2024 for their 100% Texas wines. Wedding Oak Winery has also ranked second among all top award-winning wineries in Texas. The San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition is the largest wine competition in North America, with 50 judges representing various North American wine regions, evaluating over 5,000 wines from more than 950 wineries. Other notable best-in-class Texas award-winning wines at this competition include Becker Vineyards for their 2021 Claret, Dove Ridge Winery for their 2023 Picpoul Blanc, English Newsome Cellars for their 2023 Viognier, Llano Estacado for their non-vintage Verdello, Perdinales Cellars for their 2021 GSM blend, and Singing Water Vineyards for their non-vintage Cabernet Sauvignon. In a recent Instagram post, the owners of the Blue Bonnet Tasting Room in Tomball, Texas, announced they will be selling the tasting room and moving on. The post read, "Friends, this is a bittersweet announcement. As many of you know, our family moved to the Hill Country and have been managing our little business from afar. It's been tough. We have decided to sell the Blue Bonnet Tasting Room to a sweet local Tomball family who can do what we've always wanted to do with it. They will continue to feature Texas wines, but will expand it to a restaurant, cocktails, and wines from other regions. They'll likely rebrand it under a different name at some point, but we will be working with them in the transition." So it's bittersweet, as Craig and I have had the most amazing time getting to know you all and developing true friendships. I can't thank you all enough for your support, your love, and encouragement. Y'all made my crazy little dream come true and helped me prove that Texas wines are where it's at. We love y'all. Craig and Rachel Moore. Situated in a vibrant old town of Tomball, they proudly showcased a diverse selection of Texas-produced wines and beers. Their mission was to support Texas brands while offering an authentic Hill Country experience within a relaxed and inviting setting. Good luck to both Craig and Rachel in their next chapter. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Okay, guys and gals, we still may be in the month of January, but Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. If you are looking to have a romantic wine tasting dinner, it's time to book your reservation at your favorite or new winery. Here's another list of your favorite wineries having Valentine's Day dinners. William Chris Vineyards in High Texas will have theirs on February 14th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Becker Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will have theirs on February 14th at 7 p.m. Messina Hoff Winery in Richmond, Texas on February 14th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Solaro State Winery in Dripping Springs on February 14th at 5 p.m. Stonehouse Vineyards in Spicewood, Texas on February 14th at 7 p.m. Landon Winery in Wiley, Texas on February 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. 12 Fires Winery in Johnson City on February 15th at 6:30 p.m. English Newsome Cellars in Lubbock, Texas on February 14th at 7 p.m. Terra Vineyards in Athens, Texas on February 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Wimberley Valley Winery Murder Mystery Wine Dinner on February 14th at 7 p.m. Red Road Vineyards in Naples, Texas on February 15th at 6 p.m. And 4R Ranch Vineyard and Winery in Munster, Texas on February 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. So get your tickets soon before these events are all sold out. Before we get into the wine events for this weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 60 degrees with low temperatures of 25 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 65 degrees with low temperatures of 31 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 63 degrees with low temperatures of 29 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 64 degrees with low temperatures of 31 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 70 degrees with low temperatures of 45 degrees. The 7th annual Stagecoach Wine Trail event is still on for about two more weekends until January 31st. As a ticket holder of the Texas Stagecoach Wine Trail, you will have the opportunity to taste complimentary wines at each of the participating wineries. Along the way, you'll drive routes that were operated by Western Stagecoaches for over 60 years. While the Stagecoach Wine Trail was rendered obsolete in the 1880s, it survives a rugged symbol of the West. This trail is more than just a group of wineries. It is a nod to the history of the region and the spirit of adventure. The featured wineries for this event include Three Texans Winery in Temple, Texas, Bima Rosa Vineyard and Winery in Belton, Texas, Country Springs Vineyard in Lorena, Texas, Dancing Bee Winery in Rogers, Moose and Goose Winery in Temple, Texas, Red Caboose Winery in Meridian, Texas, Salado Winery in Salado, Texas, and Valley Mills Vineyards in Valley Mills, Texas. For more information and ticket purchases for this wine trail event, visit 7th Annual Stagecoach Wine Trail at eventbrite.com. Tickets are on sale for the Valentine's Wine Trail happening next month, beginning Saturday, February 1st through March 2nd. Guests will get to taste award-winning wines from 40 wineries in the North Texas wine country. Wine your way through North Texas wine country at your leisure for a full 30 days and receive a unique wine tasting at each winery. Wine tastings include a minimum of 3 tastes at each winery. Visit a few or visit all wineries during the month of February and taste up to over 100 wines made in the beautiful North Texas wine country. For ticket purchases, visit Valentine's Wine Trail at eventbrite.com. Join High Meadow Winery in High Texas for their scavenger hunt event on January 25th from 10:30 to 5 p.m. As a wine detective, your case sends you to 5 places where you will interview the bartender, perhaps have yourself a drink, and retrieve the clue that will result in a chance to solve the case. It's your job to pursue the clues and bring them back to High Meadow Winery to be entered into a drawing and have a chance to win one of 3 prizes. The wineries and breweries participating in this event include 290 Wine Castle, Elisa Christopher Wines, 12 Fires Winery, Bingham Family Vineyards, and the Old 290 Brewery. For more information about this fun and adventurous event, visit their website at highmeadow.com. Head on over to Bay City, Texas for the 9th annual Wild Game and Wine Camel Fest event on Saturday, January 25th from 12 to 6 p.m. Cooking guides will provide locally caught samples of wild game, fish, and food inspired by Texas wines. Festival goers will enjoy samples of wines from local wineries, live entertainment, shopping with festival specialty vendors, Texas beer and wine, and activities for all. So come on out to Bay City, the gateway to the great outdoors, and sip, shop, and savor the flavors of Texas. For more information about this event, visit their website at baycitycamelfest.net. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas is having their Port Barrel Festival on Saturday, January 25th from 12 to 5 p.m. Port is one of the most well-known fortified dessert wines, and Bernhardt Winery's award-winning wines are rich, sweet, and fortified with 20-year-old brandy. At this festival, guests will have the opportunity to taste a flight of Bernhardt Winery's newest port-style wines released and paired with gourmet chocolates. Once you've tasted each wine, you can fill, cork, seal, and label your very own bottle right out of the barrel. This experience will be guided exclusively by their winemaker and owner, Jerry Bernhardt. Festivities also include live music, artisan cheese, and charcuterie with an optional glass of mulled wine available for purchase. For more information about this event, visit their website at bernhardtwinery.com. Join Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas for their New Year, New Vintages event on Sunday, January 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. This will be an exciting afternoon celebrating new arrivals of vintage wines from Becker Vineyards. This special event offers tasters the opportunity to indulge in a curated selection of the finest new releases not generally offered to the public and will be expertly paired with delightful light bites. Guests will enjoy live music, a festive atmosphere, and a complimentary goodie bag, all provided by the winery. For more information about this event, visit their website at beckervineyards.com. The talented team at Grafted is having their second community event on Tuesday, January 28th from 2 to 6:30 p.m. at Swallows Eve in Fredericksburg, Texas. The keynote speaker for this event is Myra Shaw, a dynamic life and business strategist who will be presenting an interactive, educational, and solutions-based conversation on Texas's role in the neo-prohibitionist movement. Led by Kelsey Kramer, Grafted co-founder and director of Hill Country Wine Academy, this event will feature a networking happy hour with wine and light bites, as well as a casino-themed blind tasting exercise complete with prizes. This event will provide attendees with the opportunity to network with like-minded individuals who are interested in developing personally and professionally, as well as receiving Grafted programs and resources available to support women in the wine industry. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at graftedtx at fly.causepilot.com. Join Landon Winery in Greenville, Texas for their red wine blending class on Saturday, January 25th at 2 to 4 p.m. Guests will spend the afternoon with owner Bob Landon, experienced Landon winemaker, participating in a hands-on lesson in the art of blending wine. You'll work as a team to create your very own unique red wine blend. Upon completion, a panel of wine judges will choose the best blend, and all guests will take home a small bottle of their own wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at LandonWinery.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next, Archway Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Jeff Jacobs on stage Friday, January 24th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Homer Wisenant on Saturday, January 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. Los Pinos Ranch Winery in Pittsburgh, Texas will have Evan Michelle on stage Friday, January 24th and 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City, Texas will let London Bailey assume the musical duties on Friday, January 24th at 7 p.m., followed by Andrew Jones on stage Saturday, January 25th at 7 p.m. as well. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Island Mine on stage Saturday, January 25th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Dave Solee on stage Sunday, January 26th from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Mike Blakely on stage Friday, January 24th from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Woody Eastman and Friends on stage Sunday, January 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will let Jack Carr jam out on Saturday, January 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have Kevin Lamar on stage Saturday, January 25th from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by Vince King on stage Sunday, January 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have the Droubadour on stage Saturday, January 25th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Ryan Pennick on stage Sunday, January 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. Hamilton Pool Vineyards in Round Mountain, Texas will have John Henry Johnson on stage Sunday, January 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Dee Dee Lally on stage Saturday, January 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. Augusta Venn Winery in Fredericksburg will let Mark Kirk rock the house on Friday, January 24th from 3 to 5:30 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burney, Texas will have Matt Kirsch on stage Saturday, January 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. Marker Cellars in Bridgeport, Texas will have Kevin Polk on stage Friday, January 24th from 4 to 10 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have a John Meyer tribute on Friday, January 24th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Double Vision covering Foreigner on Saturday, January 25th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Covington Cellars in High, Texas will have Trey Acoustics on stage Friday, January 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. Crown Hill Winery in Stonewall, Texas will have A Trace of Gold on stage Saturday, January 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. Deshane Cellars in Gainesville, Texas will let Josh Smith provide the musical sounds on Saturday, January 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. High Meadow Winery in High, Texas will have Julian Escobedo on stage along with Trevor Helt on Sunday, January 26th from 12 to 4 p.m. And William Chris Vineyards, also in High, Texas, will close out the music lineup for the weekend with the Frank Martin Gilligan Duo on stage Saturday, January 25th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Holland McKay on stage Sunday, January 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. as well. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? Texas and a few other states in the South experienced a bit of a cold spell this week, with many parts of the country reporting significant temperatures below freezing, as well as reporting several inches of snow in certain areas. A few grape growers and winery owners in the North Texas and Texas High Plains expressed some concern for the potential damage to the grapevines during the sudden temperature drop. Other growers were not as concerned about the temperature change due to the fact that the vines are in its natural cycle of dormancy. Most grapevines have shed their leaves and have gone into a sort of a hibernation stage. But instead of storing little acorns like squirrels to sustain them for the winter, the grapevines are storing carbohydrates to maintain their energy to get them through the winter. So how does this process actually work? Did you know that during the dormancy phase, the roots of the vines achieve their maximum cold hardiness? Grapevines accumulate carbohydrates by storing starch in the roots, which is later broken down into sugar and proteins, which protect the vine tissue in the winter from ice formation within the cells. Essentially, the sugars act as a cryoprotectant, lowering the freezing point of the cell's sap, thus preventing ice formation. Examples of moderately cold hardy grape varieties grown in Texas include Syrah, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon and Sangiovese for the reds, and Chenin Blanc, Riesling, and Viognier for the whites. So the next time you're having a glass of Texas wine, cozied up by the fireplace, think about how hard that little grapevine worked to survive the elements to bring this delicious beverage to our tables. Oh, and the farmers and vineyard managers, you deserve some credit too. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. They have made some new visual and functional website enhancements to improve your user experience, which include a few shortcut buttons to popular items so you can find them faster, as well as a new newsflash button where you will find interesting industry news just in case you missed it here on the podcast. On the site, you still can find vast amounts of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, winemaker profiles, and much, much more. So visit their new and improved website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.